then treat you for a sickness you did not have, and now make you sick permanently, and give you a deception that now you are well. Were it not for us, you'll have been dead. It's a lie. For those who are wondering, yeah, I just want to bore you with all the details. Let's leave that one. That's for when the doctors gather. Let's correct ourselves. Listen, I was listening to Corey Blake, and I knew that, you know, some of the things I say, he have heard them in many places, different ways. He said, more people die annually from medical mistakes in the United States than died in the whole of the Vietnam War. Fact, not church fact, scientific fact. That annually, the number of people that die in the United States from mistakes of doctors, they are more than the total number that died in the Vietnam War. Corey Blake said a good proportion of those he prays for to get healed are those who became sick because of the doctor. The seed is the word of God. So before you start jogging, say they say if I jog 5 kilometers a day, my heart will never fail. Like one man made a joke. This one is a joke. Oh. This one is a joke just to make you laugh. Oh. The man said, how can that be? The more you use something, the more it wears out. That your heart is only good for a certain number of beats. That if you use too many beats, that's the end of your heart. Now, that one is a joke, all right? That one is a joke. That one is a joke. The point I'm trying to make is that, look, there is no assurance in all these things. The seed. Therefore, any child of God that wants to jog, before you start jogging, you do spiritual jogging first. You toss the word of God up and down in your heart. By the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed. All inherited diseases are cursed. They are not part of me anymore. They have been broken out of my life by the power of the blood of Jesus. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling in me. And that same spirit is giving life to my mortal body. Even though my body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. And I have been made righteous by my faith in Christ Jesus. He was beaten. He was nailed to the cross. I think you should go and get Mel Gibson's book again, film, The Passion of the Christ. So just be watching and say, that was for me. Yes, that one was for me. That cured arthritis. The other one cured mental illness. That's for the heart. That one is for my back. That one is for my stomach. It's the word of God. By his stripes. Do you get my point? That is the seed. That one is more important than jogging. It's more important than I eat this, I don't eat this. One day, one man told me that physiologic man weighs 70 kg. You know, they tell you that your BMI is too high. You're likely to be sick. I said, lie. My BMI is very spiritual. Yes, I calculate my BMI from the scriptures. All my illnesses and bodily ailments are tied to lack of study of the word of God. I'm not joking about that. If I start feeling feverish and feeling ill a bit, time to stop waking up early in the morning and disobeying the scriptures. You know what that means? It is good for a man to rise up early and then come to bed late. People think that it's only when you are doing secular work, even ministry work, the same thing. You wake up at night, you are editing messages, uploading, downloading, you're sending me writing sermons. It's still work. It is vain to rise up early and go to bed late. It's not good. So once I'm not feeling well, I know enough. You carry the book and read. Just lie down there and read. He said, come aside and rest for a while. You are getting what I'm going to explain? Yes. That's it. You do that one first. The seed, the real one, is the word of God. And a Christian plants it continually. The seed, this is the next point, is not a wish. Many books on confession I see, they are wishes. Book of wishes. I hereby confess that a car is coming to me. I hereby confess that the house I will have is big. I confess and I declare that in my office I will be promoted to the position of DG. I confess and declare that girl that I married, like, she's the one that will marry me. I declare that we are going to have 6 children. I declare that 2 of them will be half caste, 3 will be Nigerians, 6 will be... That's confession of wish. That's not the word of God. The seed is not your word. Are you catching what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The seed is not your word. The seed is what? So Paul said, because he has said, therefore we can boldly say, that is the only one that can be spoken, and we say we are sowing the seed, is the one that is based upon what he said. Every other thing is a wish. It may come to pass, I don't know. It may not come to pass, it doesn't concern me, but it's not the word of God. That's why I said, no, look, listen, I learned that one long ago. Forget confession of desire. You can pray by your desires. You don't confess your desires. What did I say? I know that it's been very strong in the word of faith that you confess that thing. No, listen. You confess the word of God. You don't confess your desires. The problem with your desires is that they can change. Only the word of God abides forever. Forever, O Lord, our desires are settled. Did you read that one anywhere? Forever, O Lord, what is settled? I mean, you can wake up today and say, my God, I saw one gold-colored, latest model, Mitsubishi something. My God, that car was too much. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, and I begin to confess it right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. And next day, your friend arrives with the Ford. Woo! Oh boy, which model is this? This one came out last week. Wow. Father God, that other one, forget it. Right now, we receive a Ford. As you are finishing pronouncing the Ford, one guy comes with the Toyota. Say, which one is this one? That is the latest Sequoia. Wow. Father God, please don't be angry with me. You know, like Abraham said, do not be angry with thy servant for being bold to speak a third time. Even the angels are confused. God says, what does he want? He says, even we don't know. It's all right. When he makes up his mind, let us know. So what am I supposed to do? It's simple. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's it. All my needs are met. It makes all grace abound towards me. So I have all sufficiency in all things. And I abound to every good work. Do you get my point? The Lord delights in the prosperity of his servant. Then I make my request, Lord, I like that thing. That's it. Do you have that card now? Listen, all my needs are met. Why? Because it makes all grace abound towards me. So that I, having all sufficiency in all things, I abound to every good work. That is, the reason why I like one thing, God knows it. And by the power of his grace, he supplies that reason. What I mean is that, why do I like the car? I want it very neat, very reliable, very high off the ground. God said, yes, I have like 17 models that will fulfill that dream of yours. You've only seen 2. Don't worry. By the time I bring the one that you will have, you will realize that it's the finest you ever saw. Do you get my point? That's why as Christians, we don't confess our desires. We confess the word of God. The seed is the word of God. You don't wake up in the morning, please. Oh, American visa, I receive it, I claim it, I have it. American visa, I receive it, I claim it, I have it. I think it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. What did I say?
It's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. The time that you walk into the embassy, say, yeah, how far? I want to go for 6 weeks. They give you visa for 5 years. That time is coming. In fact, there are things you do make prayer points. God will look and say, what's your problem? This is not a prayer point. I like one illustration Pastor Paul used once. He said, if a king were to ask you, say, what can I do for you? He said, sir, I'm hungry. He said, he would say, you don't get the point. I don't know whether I get the point. Yes. That is, a man that has power. He said, what can I do for you? He said, sir, your servant hasn't eaten since morning. He said, listen, if you wanted food, you should have asked my gate men. I just enter the kitchen and ask the cooks, any leftover? They will give you. You enter into my presence, please, 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 leave food matter. I say, ask me for real things. You know, things that are difficult, things that only kings can do. See, why is everyone wake up in the morning in the name of Jesus Christ? American visa. Go and sit down, go to it. We'll arrange that one. I mean, the time we're... No, really, really, yeah. I'm telling you, before you wake up, sleep and wake up a few times, you'll have crossed that time. Say amen. So what do we confess? There's this word. You know that my word, I love it so much. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river. Number one is towards. I don't run after it. And the wealth of the nations, like an overflowing stream. That is one thing you wake up every morning, you declare. Whether you have money or you don't, makes no difference. You wake up in the morning and declare it. If you have 10 naira and you need 20, wake up in the morning and declare it. If you have 1,000 naira and you need only 5, wake up in the morning and declare it. It's the word of God. It's not your desire. Now, what that word does, that when it starts producing fruit, listen to this, you know, you sow the seed. It is the word of God. When it starts producing fruit, the fruit will satisfy every desire of your heart. That is the thing. Your desire will be satisfied from the fruit that comes forth from the seed that was sown. Don't be confessing your desires. Please, forget it. When the word produces fruit, it will satisfy every single desire of your heart and more than you ever desired. And more than you ever desired. So people of God, that's my message to you for today. We got it last time. You know, was it last time I was speaking about you must never argue against God's word? Yes. Now today what I'm saying is that word of God must be the seed you sow all the time. It must be the seed we sow all the time. It is the seed. It is what?
The seed.
It is what?
The seed.
It is what?
The seed.
There is a series I did, I think last year. Israel, was it? Was it last year or the year before? The Sayings of God. Last year. Please, I encourage you to get that series. I think about 12 or 15 messages, I can't remember, the whole series. Please get it. What I tried to do was to, because what Paul said is that, because he has said, therefore we can boldly say. We must know what he said. And it's that one we used to say. So when I say all my needs are met, I don't have to be quoting a scripture. The Bible says that the angels hearken to the voice of his word. Anybody that's releasing that voice, they hearken. So once I know what he said, I frame it in any language, whatever way I would like it, as long as it is based upon what he said. For example, I say, every season of my life, I'm healthy. Even though I'm old, I'm healthy. I'm as strong as a young man anytime. Now, you won't find any scripture that I'm quoting, but there are like 6-7 scriptures that I've condensed into those statements. By his stripes I've been healed. It's inside there. Mark the righteous man. He's still be mighty on the earth. He will be old and full of sap. It's inside there. Are you getting my point? It's inside there. The testimony of Caleb is inside there. For anyone who follows the Lord fully, it's inside there. I put everything together and it's just a declaration of the word of God. So when I wake up in the morning, somebody says that, God, you're done the old one. He says, age is only adding wisdom to me. That's all. It will never add ill health. Listen, be careful how you interpret things that happen in your life. You forget something. Somebody say, now age, you're done the old. Say, no, it's not age. It's because I have many things to think of and I'm very busy. It's not age. I remember things. That my son brought a mathematical problem for me. I looked at it. I just realized I've not seen this thing maybe in the last 25 years. No joke. In an instant, I suddenly remembered the way we used to solve it when I was in secondary school. I left secondary school in 84. Yes, 1984. If you're not born, then say, man, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. I left secondary school in 1984. Next year, that will be 30 years, right? Do you know, instantly, I remembered it. Yet, I forget a lot of things. Why? So many things to remember now. So don't stop interpreting the things of your life in a negative way. Interpret them in the light of the truth of the word of God. He said, "Are you forgotten?" He said, "It's multitude of business. I'm sorry. Not I don't the old. You know, say my man the old, the brain will begin shrink. My brain must never shrink. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will be old and full of sap." That's what the Bible says. This brain, you're not shrinking. At the age of 90, I'll be quoting scriptures, remembering things. Nobody, I'm sorry for some young people that they will think they are smart. They come and say, "We heard that man is 90 years old. Don't worry, we can go and do him while you." I will show them that me too, I can be cunning if I wish to be. I'm telling you. So if I forget one or two things, does it mean I'm old? Just means I'm very busy. Or the thing is not important. I hope you are getting my point. I say, I'm just having this headache. I think I'm having migraine. Why are you blessing yourself with a diagnosis? If you know what I mean by blessing. I have this headache. It means it has to go. If you get to your house, it's leaking, the roof is leaking. Say, it means this house is going to collapse. Israel, how many times have you had the leaking roof problem in this place? What do? We pick the phone and call the guy who repairs it. He comes, checks, this has happened. We'll go and buy another one. He comes, replaces it. It's not, the building is about to collapse. A lot of people have small headache because their father died 8 years ago after a headache. They say, I'm about to die. When you hear that, when Satan says, "You're about to die," say, "No, I will not die. I will live. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation." Why do you have a headache? It just means it has to go. How is it going to go? Let us check. So you have only been sleeping 3 hours every day for the last 1 week. It's not the will of God. So if you find that you are having a headache, you go and sleep. Or somebody has told you that you are not fine because you are too fat. So you don't eat again. And I say, "God, heal me of a headache because I believe I'm not fine." I say, like, go and eat. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this headache. Somebody will give you food. Because I should give you to cure the headache. If you know the way life works, if you start disobeying the word of God in one area, it complicates your life in another area. Say, "I have ulcer in the name of Jesus. Ulcer, go." Sister, chop now. No. I'm making healing more difficult. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Well, listen, let's stop causing problems. And start asking God, solve this problem while we have not stopped causing it. I don't know whether I get my point. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. We always, some Christians are on drugs. They don't know. But they are not using heroin. They are not taking cocaine. They don't smoke cigarettes. But they are on drugs. What? Coffee. They drink. Thank you. Somebody said energy drinks. Chinese man has packed things and give me, and you are drinking it all the time. You are now wondering why your neck is always tense. That is the reason. Some people are, they are drugged up all the time. They don't realize it. Sometimes when those kind of headaches come, it's a pointer to, boy, enough of these so-called energy drinks that you are drinking. Just sleep properly. Eat good food. Don't over-label yourself with digesting. You know what I mean by over-label? I mean, every night you eat so much, your stomach has to work extra hard to digest it. Maintain a moderate life, and many of these problems will disappear. You don't need energy drink. Amen? You're not sick. Amen? That's just it. We interpret symptoms in the light of victory. You know, I said that the other day, 2 weeks ago. We have to interpret everything in our lives in the light of what? Victory. If I have a headache, it's because it has to go. I'm not going to die. I don't have a brain tumor. Don't suggest it to me. When people begin to have fibrillary astrocytoma, this is how it starts. Those who are going to live long, they also had it like this. And this is how it went. Are you getting my point? I like when the Robert Kiyosaki said, look, that thing is so beautiful. Though it wasn't preaching, but I read in this book. Every time you lose money, don't lose the lesson. Yes, did you hear that? Yes. And everything you do in life, as a businessman, there are times you lose money. You say, yes, you can lose the money. But make sure, I'm adding my own words now, you get your money back by grabbing the lesson. And as a matter of fact, the lesson is usually more valuable than the money. You get the point? In my family, they say that we are cursed. We can never do well in business. You know, it doesn't even. Why should us still cross? In fact, it doesn't cross your mind anymore. Does it cross your mind? In Jesus' name, it must never cross your mind.
Amen.
You lose money, you just say, where did we go wrong? You settle down. Say, the most, how much did we lose? 1.5 million. Wow. It's a lot of money. So let's make sure we get a lesson of at least 5 million from this so that the thing will be on our side. You sit down critically and analyze it. And you learn your lesson. I hope you got to my point. I hope you got to my point. What's the summary? The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. It's before every other seed. Number two, we plant it continually. 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 We don't focus on confessing our desires. We confess the word of God. Don't forget, the seed must be planted. We don't just hear it and keep it there. We become sowers. What did I call it?
Sower.
What did I call it?
Sower.
A sower sows continually. He doesn't wait till he has a problem before he starts sowing. He looks at the headache is about to come, and by strength I'll be healed. By strength I'll be healed. That's late. Whether you are healthy or not, you are sowing. Whether you are broke or not, you are sowing. It's a habit. If you are not even planning to marry, you know, some people say that what you are preaching, I don't need it now. Fa fa fa. Fa fa fa. If you wait till you need it, you waited too late. So what they're talking about? Talking about that marriage matter again. Oh boy, you won't marry now. No, maybe in about 2 years' time. Okay, let's go now. Then when it's now time to marry, they'll not be asking for counsel. No, I hate too much counseling. I have a rule. If you come to me for counseling, most people here know. What I want to know is, have you heard me before? Is that my friend said you can help me. Your friend is the one that told you about me. I'm sorry, I can't counsel you. One young man came once. Before we started speaking, he said, sir, I have read all your books. I've listened to more than 1,000 hours. By the time he finished giving his own CV, profile, thank you. I had to listen to him. Or like you were there that day. The guy said, like, oh God, don't go near there. That you don't know me. We know each other. Forget that one. We know each other. Start talking. When the guy finished, I had to talk. But some people, they've never heard, One day, a friend of mine said, she wants to ask one lady to come and see me. I said, about what? I gave her your book. She was blessed by it. He needs counseling at this time. I said, sorry. Don't bother telling her because I will not counsel her. He said, why? I preached on prosperity. She hasn't heard it. I preached on long life. You have not heard it. I preached on the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. You have not heard it. I have preached many, many things you haven't heard. You just saw one book I wrote on marriage and you want counseling. It doesn't work like that. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's why, don't think I'm being arrogant and pompous. That's why I don't talk to strangers. The people around me, they know I don't talk. If you come and say, please, I want to see you, I would never agree. Why? I want to be sure we're on the same frequency. We have to be on the same frequency. I was preaching on Sunday. I finished telling the story that I gave my wife engagement ring of 300 naira. And the whole church laughed. And one guy, I just saw Holy Spirit just say, look at that one. I turned. Holy Spirit didn't say that to her. I mean, I'm saying that my head just went there, just zoomed in on her. I just said to her friend, I won't take it. It was the crowd was large, you know. But the Holy Spirit, that's why I said Holy Spirit, my eye just went there straight to her. Somewhere closer to the back than the front. I just said to her friends, I won't take it. I said, oh, foolish Galatian. Who's giving you anyway? Such a person will now come to me for counseling. Are you getting my point? And I'll be there advising her, saying, yeah, you don't worry. No, it's a waste of her time. It's a waste of my time. I was preaching hot word. In fact, you know, such time the young men were getting crazy. Oh, God, God bless you, sir. You know, they were all feeling very happy. And now you sit down like this. I will not take it, my mind. Many other things you also will not take. I said, listen, you won't take it. A few years after I bought my wife two rings for 50,000 naira, you also won't take that one. I said, you won't take that one too. I said, one day they said that my wife's car was old. I went and bought a new one. I said, you also will not take that one. I was telling her. No, I'm serious. So I was saying like that in the church. And you won't take it. There are many other things you will not take. And if God really wants to do you in, Nobody will offer you rope to wrap around your finger. That's why I don't counsel people. If you and I have not talked and counseling you, what do I want to tell you? Those people say, I said, you want to talk to me? Go and talk to those books first. Talk to those CDs. When you have finished talking, you come and meet me. There's anything they said you did not understand. And God is my witness. 4 times out of 5, they will say, no need to talk to you again. And they will go. Finish reading the books and come and say, that talk was not necessary. In this book, you answered this. In this one, you answered this. No need to talk again. The Lord is good. I'm emphasizing this continual thing. Continual. Continual. We take the word of God, the sowing of it becomes our habit. Let's close. This is our closing time. Let's rise to our feet. Let's just do a bit of it, and then we'll close. I feel like talking on 2 things, long life and prosperity. You know, God said, with long life, he will satisfy you. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
With long life, he will satisfy you. Say amen.
Amen.
Say it, with long life.
He will satisfy me.
He will show me his salvation. Say,
I will not die,
but I will live. I will manifest the glory of God, and I will see the glory of God. Say, he makes all grace abound towards me.
I have all sufficiency in all things,
and I abound to every good work. Say, I abound to every good work. Say, Jesus was rich.
But for my sake,
he became poor
that I,
through his poverty,
might become rich.
Therefore, in Christ Jesus,
I am rich.
In Christ Jesus,
I am rich.
In Christ Jesus,
poverty is not my portion.
This life cannot make me poor. I will not believe the lie of the devil. Because God delights in the prosperity of his servant.
He delights in my prosperity.
And I boldly declare
that the will of God
in my life
is done.
Say,
will of God
be done.
When Jesus said, teach us to pray, that's why he said,
say it like this, thy will be done. It's a commandment, not be joke, not be play. We are speaking to the will of God. Be done. I said to you before, he said, thy will be done on earth as it is recorded in heaven. People often misread it. They say, as it is done in heaven. No, the will of God is not done. It's done on the earth. The will of God is written in heaven and it's executed on the earth. What is the will of God? That which is written. That which is written. What are prophets? Prophets are those who have seen the will in the heavens and they have read those wills and then dictated them for us to read on this earth. So when we see the scriptures, that behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream, we say to that scripture, be done. Say it again, prosperity.
Be done.
Say long life.
Be done.
Say perfect health.
Be done.
Be done.
Be done.
In the name of Jesus.
You
wake up in the morning, you speak to your day. Remember, it is the seed. The walk you go to is not the main seed. Those are the other seeds. Like if you don't walk, don't eat. The real seed is that the Heavenly Father knows you know these things. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. So declare, say, I seek the kingdom of God.
I seek his righteousness.
And I say concerning all other things,
be added
in the name of Jesus. Oh, I always like to add this one to it. You were born not of the will of man, not of the will of flesh, but of the will of God, of the Spirit of God. You are not really that. Is it that your father? He's not the real father. The real father is our father who art in heaven. Do you get my point? And that father who art in heaven does not have any ancestral curse in his life. He doesn't have it. Therefore, say all curses.
All curses.
They have been broken. In the name of Jesus.
Therefore, I say to poverty.
Be gone.
Be gone.
Therefore, I say to premature death. Be gone. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget, it's a constant sowing. It's a constant sowing. If you have children, sow the word of God on their heads every day. If they misbehave, never sow an evil word. This boy is so useless. No, no, your child cannot be useless. He's the seed of the mighty. He's the seed of the righteous. Therefore, he's mighty on this earth. You say to him, this is not how mighty people behave. Are you getting that point? If we have to use the rod, like the Bible commands us to, you say, listen, you tell the child, foolishness that is bound up in your heart is hereby cast away. That foolishness does not allow greatness to manifest. You are a great man. You are a great woman. Therefore, I drive away foolishness from you. You sow the seed. You know, my little boy, he now goes to school. You know, he walks to the road. Akiolu, many of you know, he flags down a bus, enters with his backpack, and goes, drops, crosses the road, takes, No, I didn't look. I said, hey, now, wow, Mrs. B, you bold, though. You know that kind of thing. And one day I was going to school, I said, come. You know, like, hey, be careful. The world is dangerous. So how do you want to scare the little boy who's just going out by himself? You know, he would deck up looking very, you know, handsome and bold. You know, carry his bag, things on the back, strap on his watch. Say, yeah, mommy, I'm ready to go. What it means? Bring the money. Let me go. The guy walked to the junction, take a bus. So when he's going, I say, welcome. Goodness will go with you. He will say, amen. Mercy will go with you. You know what I was seeing as I was saying those things? I was seeing the angels of God follow him. So this is Banky's son. Anybody come here, I kill somebody. You know, say, the world is dangerous. So, you know, look, listen, the temptation is there. Don't think I'm not tempted to. I'm tempted. Temptation day. I did too, but just leave the house. Walk to the road. Stop there. Stop a bus. Enter. Get to school. Come down. Cross the road. The side is closing time. Hey. No, but I won't plant fear in his heart. So one day was going. He came to say, I'm ready to go. I said, come here. I said, go. God will go with you. He said, amen. His angels will protect you. They will keep you from all evil. No evil will befall you. That's what he needs to hear. Yes, sir. I start planting it now. I start, you know that time they said they did, is it Alofo, when they killed some, is it Alofo, the one in Port Harcourt? Uh-huh. You say, see the video, I said, I know they watch you. Yes. You're planting any stupid seed in my heart. Because my son will go to university one day. So what am I, Professor Anova said, everywhere you go, angels will shoot somebody for your sake. No, I'm serious. Anybody doesn't like you is in trouble. So I live in the house, I say to you, go, it's well with you. In the name of Jesus, you will go well, you will come back. God will help you cross the road. He will teach you when to cross, when not to cross. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near you. I command security to be your portion. The angel of the Lord, they surround you and they deliver you. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord surround his people. The seed is the word of God. You plant that seed every day. Even when you are feeling happy, plant it. If you are feeling afraid, plant more. He says, sow your seed in the morning. At night, don't stop sowing your seed. Listen, let me say this, we'll close. The fruit of the seed that you have planted, it will satisfy every desire of your heart.
Amen.
Listen to me. Some of the things that are actually seeds. Now, remember, we have the seed. Some of the things are actually seeds, the other seeds that now produce results. All right? They're actually fruits of the original seed. That seed will produce business ideas for you.
Amen.
Then you have the idea, you execute it, then you prosper. Somebody will now write a book on how to execute this kind of idea, not knowing that that idea was a fruit of a seed that was sown. That's why people's testimonies differ. Somebody got a wife like this. I told her how I met my wife. She walked up to me to ask me a question. A friend of mine, a pastor in this town, he never met his wife until they had married her for him. This generation. It's not a grandfather, it's my friend. I preached in his church. He has come here before, during one of our meetings, sat at the back there. His friend called him one day and said, I have a wife for you. He was a missionary in London then. Called him from Nigeria here. He said, I have a wife for you. And he said, you will like her. Is that so? And they talked. And they finished talking. Then the families went and met. And they did this. At the end of the day, they prayed bride price. And every first time he saw her face to face was when she traveled to her. She went to wait for her at the airport in London. He said, arranged marriage is not good. That's your problem. The guy is enjoying himself. don't think they are village people. Well-educated people. I told you he was a missionary in London. He has missionaries in many African countries before he came back and settled again in Nigeria. His friend called him and said, I have a wife for you. This girl, you will like her. The seed is not the method of toasting women. Say, before you talk to a woman, you have to make sure that you don't go there and go and say, God spoke to you. Listen, if that's what you need to say, say it. Yeah. Even me, I don't need to be harassing somebody with spirituality. I don't think so. But if the fruit of the word that has been planted says, go there and say, God said to me to tell you to marry me. Don't pretend. She may just be a one who has prayed. Who prayed? Like this man of full gospel, Demon Shakarian. He said the first day, of course, because of their culture, he saw his wife from afar. Now from afar, they just see across the road. Then they married. Then the first day they met, you know, and they just said, everybody here, clear, let them talk to each other. He said he had prepared poem. Their eyes are like the lilies of the valley. And then their hair is like the flock of goats, according to Solomon. And this guy said, he wanted to say it, but the thing just jammed for him out. He just jammed. So after a while, he said, well, in summary, I believe that God wants us to be together. That was all he said. And the girl said, this is the statement I prayed to God, that they will be the first words that my husband will utter to me. Somebody had told her, don't be spiritual. Just go there. Don't go and harass her with spirituality. Now, so for you, they will just start getting confused. Is it the will of God or is it not the will of God? The seed is the word. All these other things are the fruits. Are you getting my point? They are the fruits. Declare, say, joy is my portion.
Joy is my portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I said that to summarize family joy, marital joy. God will satisfy you with it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said God will satisfy you with it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me end today by saying it again. No evil will befall you.
Amen.
No plague will come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
God will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river.
Amen.
And the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me say this. I just feel like talking about that. You will provide jobs for thousands.
Amen.
You know, God said, even though you were small in your own eyes, Samuel was saying to Saul, yet God made you a king. And I was reading Mark chapter 4 the other day. He said he was talking about the seed. He said the kingdom of God is like a seed that is planted. Even though it's the smallest of all seeds, then it grows up to be the biggest of all trees. You may be small, like the smallest of all people, but I declare you to you today, with the kingdom of God working in you, you will grow to be the biggest of all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't worry about being small. It's a principle of the kingdom. That what God is taking to great places will always start very small. Not just small, but very small. So your very smallness is a blessing.
Amen.
Because you are blessed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Never forget, wherever you are in life, you are blessed.
Amen.
If you are in Enugu, you are blessed.
Amen.
If you are in Lagos, you are blessed.
Amen.
You don't have to run anywhere to look for blessing. Your presence is a blessing attraction.
Amen.
And that will be your experience in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's just share the grace in fellowship. Shout out, brethren.